This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Protesters in Seattle have taken over a few blocks of the city after the area was vacated by police. The area has become known as the Capitol Hill Organized Protest, or CHOP. It's marked by repurposed police barricades at each end, but people are free to walk through. Seattle-area protests often start and end in this cop-free zone, and protesters have made themselves at home, planting community gardens, setting up food and aid booths, and creating street art. But one megachurch pastor sees CHOP as an opportunity for ministry. Find out more after this break.
Liberty University is more than just exceptional academic programs, NCAA athletics, and state-of-the-art facilities. They believe in training champions for Christ. Their students are innovators, leaders, and dreamers who carry Liberty's mission into hundreds of professions. They know that where academic excellence and unwavering faith meet, there is liberty. Explore their campus virtually and learn how you can train as a champion for Christ online or on campus by texting CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
Pastor Brian Gibson, who leads his church, a multi-site church with campuses in Kentucky and Texas, says he feels the Holy Spirit leading him to minister in CHOP. On Thursday evening, he visited the area and prayed for local protesters. And from June 23rd to 25th, he intends to hold 3 days of prayer marches through CHOP to reach those inside with the hope of Jesus. And he's inviting Christians from around the U.S. to join him. Gibson says, "If we can get people praying, we can change the atmosphere. So I feel like we're going to have a big turnout. I feel like it's going to make a big spiritual impact." Gibson says he has partnered with several Seattle-area pastors and churches for the march, and they're extending the invitation to leaders and laymen alike to come join them. He says that he is glad to see so many brothers and sisters in Christ standing against racism, and emphasizes that he has no issue at all with peaceful protesters. But he says he was specifically drawn to minister in CHOP because he is concerned by the lawlessness and violence in that area. Yet he believes prayer will be more effective than any political action from the right or left. Gibson told me, "I think we need a spiritual awakening in America. That's the only thing that's going to end racism. That's the only thing that's going to end fear." In that vein, Gibson says the point of the prayer march is simple. It's a time to pray, to witness, and to love people. He encourages anyone interested in joining him to email info@peaceablygather.com for more information. And if you like the story, you can hear more stories like it on The Strang Report. You can find that show and many more at cpnshows.com.
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.